this group has in its history. Violence against women, racist songs, being arrested for, you know, in Oklahoma City. This is a great university. And I think surely we could have come up with a better group than this. I think we talk about diversity, but to have a group that we're paying on this campus that promotes violence against women, promotes racism, promotes putting the guns to head of police officers. They've been arrested. Bond was set at $2,000 each. The lyrics and videos contain racial slurs. The police were worried about this, or they wouldn't have sent something out. It may be too late to do anything about this now. But I would hope that in the future, I don't know how we pay for this because I'm the new kid here, I guess. But before we spend $100,000 to bring in a racist, what I consider to be sexist group, we can do a lot better. And I think more effort should have been gone in to find a group. You know, look, I don't know this music anyway. I don't dance worth beans, especially since my knee isn't working right. But I also think that at the same time, we're spending an awful lot of money, or somebody is, and we could have done a lot better. And if the police are worried about this, and maybe, you know, and I believe the president, trust him, that they have had a discussion with the Macomb police. But the point is when you get this kind of stuff, it's not who we're about as a university. It's not what we're about as a university, you know. And we just have to, I think, at some point, take a second look at this and say, we are not going to allow a group like this. It's a free country. If they want to have and rent a place and have a concert and people buy tickets and go, that's perfectly fine. I just think that when it becomes part of our homecoming celebration here on this great college, I think it puts a damper. And I think that their reputation certainly is not stellar. And I don't know, it's too late to do anything about it now, as I understand it, but I hope that in the future we'll at least do due diligence before we hire somebody, because I think if they come in here and they start performing songs that insult women, insult police officers, insult African Americans or women or whoever, whatever group, I think it doesn't make us look like this wonderful place that we are. It reflects poorly on us. So just from my perspective, I hope that for now on, when we hire somebody, that we do, as I said, due diligence, and that we hire a group that we can have fun and that represents the values of this university and can play good music. I think we can find that. Now, it shouldn't be too difficult. But candidly, it's upsetting when you get a letter and, you know, maybe three different ones, but if the police are worried about it, I think we ought to be worried about it. And if we're not, then I think we ought to. But I think we ought to just, you know, call this what this is. This was a mistake, in my viewpoint, in my humble opinion, to ever hire these people to come in here and play. And my hope is that there won't be violence, that they will keep their rhetoric and their music to performing and doing something that will make sense, but to given their history, I would say lots of luck. They've had trouble in Oklahoma City, and there's nothing that I see that these people have done. And they also, the other thing that bothers me was we have if you've been reading the news, we have a lot of violence going on out here, a lot of violence. This group, the search of their vehicle revealed two semi-automatic handguns, a shotgun, and an ammunition for the weapons. These guys are going to play for our homecoming? I hope that, I know the security will be tight, I'm assuming, Mr. President, but I'm hoping next year whoever puts this thing together will really consider finding a group that we can do a lot better than that. And I just wanted to bring that up in terms of the concern that I have for the students and the faculty, and for the people here, and for this university in terms of who we are as a group and what we've strived to do. so that we don't have this again.
Thank you.
I would like to respond to that. And my response is that this is not the first controversial group that Western has had. When I was here in the 80s, there were several controversial groups that came down here. And if the police, state police, and the city is concerned, then they need to provide the support to the university, because those are student funds that were used to bring that group here. Those are not, do not per se belong to the university. As long as those students are in agreement with that, then that is what the students can have. We can't censor who comes here based on their funds. We can provide a level of support to provide a level of safety, which is what I would think that, since they're so concerned, first of all, they would transport that gentleman from wherever he's staying to Western Hall and transport him right up out of Macomb. That'll alleviate a whole lot of that. I think more of the concern is because he is considered to be a gangster rapper, which I don't listen to. It may drive a different type of environment for that particular night. That's where the city comes in. That's where the state comes in to provide a level of safety. To sit here and say that it's the university's responsibility, it's not, because it's not their funds. They belong to the kids. Now, if you want to have this conversation, you need to have it with the kids, because it's their money. And I inquired as to what was the distribution or sales of tickets to what nationalities. It's even amongst white, black, Asian, whatever. It's even. So there is no certain form of discrimination there. It is their funds, their event. We're hoping to provide a level of safety to keep everybody safe. And again, if the state police are so concerned, then they need to provide a level of safety and transportation for that guy in and out. And if they're concerned about the population, from my understanding, from Peoria, wherever it may be, then they need to escort them right up out of here, too. You know what I'm saying? And so your comment is heard. But if you're not going to address the students, there's nothing we can do. It's their money.
Yeah.
It's their money.
Vice President Biller.
If I could add to this discussion. First of all, I've been bringing in entertainment acts like this at various universities for over 20 years, and the price of this particular group is not exorbitant for anybody who has been Grammy award winning. They're right within the normal price range. It's high for what we normally do, but it's normal for this kind of group. Secondly, the concerns of the police, I understand their concerns. However, once we met with them and explained to them the security procedures that we have in place, we intend to have in place, that we're going to be putting in place, they no longer had any concerns. They will be, doing their due diligence out in the community and on the roads. But I think, we've established a cooperative working relationship with them. Thirdly, our police chief has been in contact with their agent, as well as their crew, as to have specific instructions about when to arrive, where to arrive. We have the security plan in place for the event, both pre-event planning, during the event, post-event planning. So we've done these kinds of things before. Controversy does often occur on a university campus when you bring in different entertainers. Whether it's the Best Little Whorehouse in Texas, play, or Eric Clapton singing, "I Shot the Sheriff." They come from all over, and you're going to find this wherever you bring in entertainers to a university. You simply have to work with the students, and I agree with that. You also have to work with the local policing agencies. You have to bring everybody together to help understand that, we can have these events, we can have these discussions, and we can have these opportunities, but we cannot censor them based on what they say.